the rest of the story. Has any man ever loved a machine as Werner Voss loved his airplane? Werner was a World War I German combat pilot, a flying ace, handsome young man, dark hair, smiling blue eyes, and an obsession, a Fokker triplane known as the Dreidecker, the triple decker. Werner hand-painted his treasured pet sky blue, its prop spinner bright red. He even added eyes, nose, and a mustache, which some identified as a Kaiser caricature. This was World War I, remember. Of course, as all of Werner's past airplanes, this most beloved of all bore the pilot's own personal insignia. It was an emblem that he liked to carry into battle. It was a trademark of Werner Voss. But this is the rest of the story. Werner possessed impressive credentials. He was among Germany's four best combat pilots. He ranked up there with Lohenhardt and Udet and von Richthofen, the otherwise known Red Baron. Werner was one of the few flyers to become good friends with von Richthofen. Although as the war passed, their rivalry intensified, and many believed that Werner was actually a better combat pilot than the Red Baron, but he never got a chance to prove it. For von Richthofen, you see, flew according to preconceived plan. He found improvising difficult. Werner, on the other hand, was an instinctive seat-of-the-pants fighter flyer. He was capable of revising any combat plan spontaneously in an instant, and this is interesting. Whenever Werner would catch up with the Red Baron's combat kill record, he, Werner, was withdrawn from the front, sometimes was given temporary non-combat duty, until von Richthofen had a chance to build up his own record. So there is historical suspicion, although nobody can say for certain whether this was more than a repeated coincidence. But anyway, Werner Voss was one of the few German flyers to venture far beyond the lines over British territory. In the air, this daring lone wolf wore civilian sweaters and non-commissioned uniforms. On the ground, he became, by contrast, one of the best-dressed flyers in the German Air Force. Immaculate military gear, dazzling decorations, glossy boots. I have told you, have I not, about Werner's insignia? The emblem with which he decorated all of his airplanes? His Albatross? His Fals D3? His beloved Tridecker? The specific origin of the insignia is unknown. Its roots are ancient, that we do know. It's been used as a symbol of the sun, although Werner Voss may never have known that and probably would not have cared. He just liked the design. Werner was only 20 when he was shot out of the sky forever. Prior to that Sunday evening in September of 1917, he'd wiped out 48 enemy aircraft. He'd been awarded the Blue Max. Now that is much repeated in the history of World War I. What's been ignored is the special emblem of Werner Voss, the insignia that he carried into battle. Now remember, this was the world before Hitler, but it might have been seen as a horrible harbinger of Germany's imminent future. For the then innocent sign that distinguished Werner's aircraft from all the rest, the one he made famous, a world war later would become infamous, for that emblem was the swastika. Had he only known. For you see, he, Werner Voss, one of the greatest, deadliest combat pilots who ever flew for Germany, was a Jew. And now you know the rest of the story.